for a second, please.
We're in a cultural war,
Oh, no, we won't.
How do you think you are talking to me like that?
I resent the fact that your implication that only you are a Canadian.
The culture war is back.
All right, my friends, Tuesday morning at this time, we get into the culture war, and there's a lot to discuss and address this morning. Joining us in the studio, the Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie, President of the Canada Christian College.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, and Greta Vosper has joined us on the line this morning. A little difficulty getting here in transit. The minister at the West Hill United Church and founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity. How's Greta doing?
I'm great. Good to hear you guys.
All right, because I got a lot here in the hopper, I wanted to start with this one that caught my attention, piece in the National Post the other day, and it has to do with men potentially opting out of parenthood. In fact, it says women can have an abortion, but some men complain they have no say in the decision to have a child. And it's a feminist who was writing an op-ed piece in the New York Times saying if a man accidentally conceives a child with a woman, you know, one night of passion or they're just having their casual sex, whatever, and he doesn't want to raise the child that comes about as a result, what are his choices? Surprisingly, he has few options. Whereas, you know, she is by law granted an abortion or allowed to have an abortion. But the opinion maker here says neither a man nor a woman gives consent to becoming a parent. The current legal arrangement doesn't represent the ideal of equality to which feminism strives. So there's a double standard. If we don't think, talking as a feminist, she says, if we don't think women should pay this price for having sex and we think motherhood shouldn't be forced on them, then a man, just because he had sex, shouldn't be penalized in this way if an accidental pregnancy happens and for some reason the woman wants to keep it. He should be able to opt out. Charles McVitie, is there anything wrong with this line of thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. It's ridiculous. First of all, the child is of most importance here, and every child deserves to have a mother and a father. Further than that, the man does have an option. He can get a vasectomy if he doesn't want to.
But the child's already resulted. He doesn't want to have the obligation to 18.
Well, you know what? When you have sex, it's not a sport. It's not a spectator sport. It is a process where a child can be created. And if you create that child, then you're responsible for that child for life. And that's the responsibility of human existence.
All right, but Greta, on the point of equality, and this is, again, a feminist argument, if we're going to have true equality, as women can choose to abort or, in that case, cease the pregnancy, the man doesn't have a say, and he's obligated financially and otherwise for 18 years, do you believe that men should be now allowed to opt out of being responsible paternalistically?
Well, it was interesting. As I started to read that article, I thought that it was going to be an article about the man's right to demand that the woman carry the baby, because I thought maybe he was really wanting to care for this child. So, and so it was interesting that it turned out the other way, that it was about money. But one of the things that I think, I mean, this is obviously an ethical situation where you have benefits and negative things fighting against each other, and we have to wade our way through it and find out what is the best case scenario going forward. And what you need to consider always in this kind of a situation is what is the best case going forward as pertains to the child, not the father, not the mother, but the child.
Yeah, but I wish you were consistent with that, because then abortion would not be in the best interest of the child.
Well, Charles, you and I differ on that, and I know that, and I don't want to get into that conversation here because we're
talking about it. Well, you brought it up, Greta. You said whatever is in the best interest.
We were talking about the rights of a father around supporting a child, and whether or not a father has to do that, or whether he can opt out and say, I didn't want this kid. And I didn't.
Yeah, but how many guys are on the hook?
I was just having sex. It was just supposed to be fun. And the question is, you have a child that results from it, and how do we take care of that child? And for me, that's the most important thing. There will be situations in which a man is not able to support a child, in which a woman is not able to support a child. A woman will get government benefits to help support with that.
But Greta, do you see a double standard as it now exists, where the man doesn't have a say ultimately to opt out? Financially or emotionally or whatever the case may be, he cannot disclaim that child because he's on the hook if the woman wants to bring the kid into the world. And, of course, Charles sees that as being the ideal. I get that. But the guy can't now. He doesn't have an option. And even feminists are saying that isn't true equality. It is a double standard. Would you concede that point?
There are some feminists saying that. Other feminists are saying that actually men should be doubly responsible because they tend to do this play and not want to pay things. So So there are feminists who are totally against this, and some feminists who are saying, you know, in light of equity, you know, if we're talking about equity, that we need to actually give men the right. So that's what I say. These are complex ethical issues, and I think in a situation, if the mother and the father can both consider the best interests of the child, and you can have perhaps a legal system that supports that view, then you'll have a different result with many different situations.
Amen.
You may have a situation where the woman is the sole supporter of the child.
Amen. And but unfortunately, your position is inconsistent. It's hypocritical.
It has to be
because you are pro-choice.
There is no
but
situation.
You're only pro-choice right. for
it's
the.
Hang on. One at a time.
Situation in which. It's exactly the same situation across the board. You have men who are unable to pay and men who are able to pay. You have
no, but we're just talking
who are
about
able to support and women who are
Greta.
Are able to support.
Greta, take a breath. Hang on, Greta, take a breath. Take a breath. Jeez. Charles, you were saying.
This is hypocritical because, Greta, you say you're pro-choice, but then you say you're not pro-choice for the man, only pro-choice for the woman. If you're going to be pro-choice across the board and you say that the woman can terminate the pregnancy, then you would, in order to be consistent, say that the man could opt out. But that's not possible without the death of the baby. And that's where we have to put a stop to this. And say, no, there is not something that is called pro-choice when it comes to someone's life.
All right, I don't want to rekindle the abortion debate. We've been down that road ad nauseum to this point. But I'm talking now about whether or not men should be given this option to opt out of parenthood, whereas the laws now state you've got to take responsibility if the woman decides that she is going to have this baby. And or if she wants to put it up for adoption, I mean, does the guy really have any say in the matter? He seems like he's got diminished rights in this regard.
Sure, he does have diminished rights. But you know what? That is the situation of life. And when you go in and have sex, then you're going to be on the hook responsibly for whatever the result is, whether it is a baby, whether it is a transmission of a sexual disease. Whatever happens, you are responsible. And you can't live a life where you abdicate your responsibilities.
Well, and yet we've got women, I don't want to say it's abdicating a responsibility, you will, but that they choose to opt out of parenthood in their own ways, and this guy is still duty-bound to raise the kid whether he wants to opt out or not. Obviously,
sure,
there's a double standard. Well, you're saying that. It's not fair. Let's find out what the folks say, and this is now, I guess some feminists, to quote Greta, some feminists are propagating this notion if there's truly going to be equality between the sexes or the genders here, then what you've got is women who opt out of parenthood, men should be afforded the same opportunity and not be duty-bound and financially obligated to raise the kid or at least pay for the kid's rearing up until 18. So this is what's the issue on the table, issue number one, with our culture warriors this morning, Vosper and McVitie. Some thoughts, 870-6400, star 640 on cell. Still to come, the daycare and men running daycare. This was a story that we broached earlier this morning out of Montreal, and it seems like it had a divided house, but I wanted to put it to the culture warriors.